Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. We did it. We made it to Friday. We're here. It is the best day of the working week. Yeah.
Well, it's the... you could argue it's sort of the best day. It's not quite the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Well, it's not quite the weekend.
But it is. It's Friday.
Midday at Friday is the best time of the week.
Well, it is for us. There's some people that have to work all weekend. Like, you have to work tomorrow and I've got to work Sunday.
Yeah,
so
I know, but it's...
Technically, we get the sleep in.
That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
91.7 The Wave, Gunners and Alley, Marky Mark and his Funky Bunch. Bunch of mates doing the song?
Right, the Funky Bunch was his band.
Okay. Good Vibrations, Steve Winwood before that, Valerie. Around about 16 past 8, time to give away those Wazzo and Eskimo Joe tickets. And this is an experience not to be missed. Check some of this out. This is them, by the way, Wazzo and Eskimo Joe doing From the Sea. How good is it?
So good.
So we're giving you a chance to win tickets to go and check that out firsthand.
Yep, this Sunday they're going to be playing at Kings Park and Botanic Gardens. If you'd love to go along and see Eskimo Joe backed by the incredible Western Australian Symphony Orchestra, you need to call up right now, but you need to be able to pick up your tickets before 5 o'clock today and also be free to go on Sunday.
Great band, great orchestra. Great setting.
I know. It's absolutely perfect.
It's a win-win-win.
I know. Who wants the tickets? Come on. We want the tickets.
Let's give away those Wasso and Eskimo Joe tickets. Good morning.
How you going? I'm inquiring about the tickets, mate.
You want to go along and check out Eskimo Joe backed by the Western Australian Symphony Orchestra?
Oh, I'd love to, mate. Yeah, awesome.
Yes. What's your name, mate?
Gary.
Gary Gazza.
Mate, what are you doing this Sunday? Mate?
Apparently going to King's Park, mate.
You are, mate. Well done.
Congratulations. You can take a mate along with you because you've won a double pass to see Eskimo Joe with Wasso this Sunday. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
On Wednesday, we posted on our Facebook page, Best Christmas Songs Ever, and we asked you to add yours. Thanks to all of those people who took the time to tell us their favourite Christmas tunes and what they were. Scott, Paul, Trish, Janice, Michelle, Skye, Diane, Patty, Caroline, Denise, or is that D-Nice?
No, I think it's Denise.
Denise. Mick, Selena, Nicholas, Antoinette, Samantha, Anita, Leon, Troy, Brooke, George,
Are you
so
naming
on.
Them all?
Well, no,
there's
I'll stop
lots.
There. And a really diverse selection of Christmas tunes, everything from Patsy Bisco to AC/DC and pretty much everything in between.
I know, and I know that today is the 29th of November and that officially December 1st is on Sunday, but we're not going to be doing our morning show on Sunday, so we thought we'd get a jump on the Christmas festivities today because then Monday's the 2nd of December, so you see where I'm going with this, and we'll be too late. So better to be a little early than be late, especially me because I'm an absolute Christmas lover. By the way, 26 sleeps until Christmas. Yes, you heard it here first. So let's get into it right now. We decided Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town was the song that we were going to play this morning because Santa is coming to town and Bruce Springsteen is the boss, so we thought we'd best play this one.
Fair enough. Here it is right here at The Wave.
Ali's Random Facts.
Today's fact isn't really a fact. It's more of an ironic statement, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The word Q, it's ironic, don't you think?
Why?
Well, it's just a Q with a bunch of silent letters waiting in line.
Depends how you spell it.
Well, I'm talking about the one with a Q followed by a U-E-U-E.
Oh.
As in a Q, which is what those bunch of silent letters are doing. They're waiting in line, hence being ironic. Get it?
Got it.
Right. Like I said, not really a fact, just an ironic thought. Look, I've probably delved a little bit too deeply in the spelling of Q, but it just popped out as being unusual for me.
Fair enough. You're allowed to have those moments.
Especially being a Friday.
Today's hard word, Ali, is pejorative.
Pejorative? Like majorative but pejorative?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it A, expressing contempt or disapproval, B, being in a minority, or C, a legal term used to describe a criminal association? Pejorative.
I'm just going to go with B because it sounds like majority, that says minority, and that's basically my reason.
Ah, well, you are very good at deducing stuff, so...
Has it paid off today?
Yeah, well, in a word, no.
Well, that's a slap in the face.
It's actually A, expressing contempt or disapproval.
Which is what I'm doing to you right now, sir.
You're being pejorative.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Now you can have Gunners and Ally anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.